This ad-free episode of Let's Talk Midlife Crisis is made possible by our friends at Meaningful Beauty. Because feeling confident in your own skin is always in style, even in midlife. Thank you, Meaningful Beauty, for supporting our show and helping us keep these conversations ad-free for our amazing listeners.
Today on the show, we have Nagina Abdullah, and she is a weight loss coach for midlife women. You know, we definitely do a lot of focus on midlife and menopause, and that is one topic that comes up pretty often. And you specifically work in that area of weight loss. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I am I really started my career as a weight loss coach because I had really struggled with my sugar cravings and my body transformation, where I'd been trying everything out there. I'd been trying every diet. I tried Weight Watchers, South Beach, eating less, working out more, and nothing really got my weight off and kept it off for good. And so I would lose 10 pounds, but then the minute I would hit that number, I would start eating all the foods that I was forced to be restricted from. And then I would gain 12 pounds or gain 15 pounds back. And so it was this yo-yo cycle that I had been in my whole entire life. And so what happened for me is that after I had been struggling with this for so many decades, I discovered I have a degree in molecular and cell biology from UC Berkeley. And so I started looking into the science and started finding out that there is actually foods that we can add to our diet that increase our metabolism and that help us burn fat faster. And we don't have to go down the restriction path. And so I started trying things out because I tried all the restriction methods and it hadn't worked for me. And by adding certain foods, and we could talk in definite detail about what those foods are, and also adding certain herbs and spices, I dropped 40 pounds in 9 months. And
oh my
I got
goodness.
Into the best shape of my life. And the whole time I was losing weight, I was feeling amazing. I was feeling full. I was feeling energized. And magically, my sugar cravings had disappeared. That while I was losing weight, I wasn't working hard to get over sugar. I just didn't want it. And what happened after that is that stayed off consistently for 12 years. But when I hit midlife, I experienced a massive bloating and a weight gain that even though I was doing everything that had worked before, this weight gain wouldn't go away. And it wasn't the same kind of weight gain. It was something different. And so I started researching again because I realized, wait, there's something different happening here. And I realized there's so many things that happen for women in midlife that are not talked about, that are not shared. There is some research, though there's a massive lack of research. And so I started really getting very, very aggressive about figuring out what was going on with me. And I learned that through decreasing bloating and inflammation and increasing my metabolism even more than I had before, that worked. And so I lost that 20 pounds, but I also gained 6 pounds of muscle. So I actually lost 14 pounds of fat and I gained 6 pounds of muscle. And I got my body back to where it was before. And so through this process, I've learned everything that it takes to really increase metabolism, whether you are, you know, whether you are looking to lose your first 20, 30 pounds, or if you have this extra bloating that happened during midlife. And now I've coached over 1,600 women. Because along the way, I realized, oh my gosh, I need to share this with other people. It's not as hard as it has to be, but it's just hard. It's just confusing to know what the steps are. And so it's actually very straightforward once you know what to do. And then the biggest thing is you can live in your best body in midlife. You just have to know what to do. And it's different than all the advice out there.
Okay. Well, we're glad you're sharing this with everyone now.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Do you know what it is that, because I experienced the bloating as well, as I'm sure a lot of women do in midlife, and what causes that? Like how, and I assume that maybe the diet's a little different depending on your body, or can you explain some of that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the biggest thing that's happening in midlife is that our body, so there's a few things that are happening. So let me kind of explain what's going on and then what the ways are to start overcoming it. So first of all, as our hormones are declining, which it is, you know, for many women in their early 40s, but also in their late 30s, it's starting to happen. And And so as our hormones are declining, estrogen especially is very protective of our bodies in terms of inflammation. And so as our estrogen is decreasing, there is more inflammation that's being released that was kept at bay for the rest of our life. And so we're experiencing something different. And so this bloating isn't going to go away by cutting calories because it's not fat, it's bloating. And so that's number one. That's a lot of what's happening. Number two is that we are becoming more insulin resistant as we are moving into midlife, which means that as we digest sugars or carbs that turn into sugars, our bodies store them as fat more quickly and our blood sugar rises more quickly. And so it's like sometimes you could eat, for example, a piece of pizza and it would be fine. Now, maybe you eat a piece of pizza or two pieces of pizza, normal kind of meal. And the next day you've gone up 2 to 3 pounds on the scale and it won't come off for maybe 5 days. So these are, or it might be a different food. It depends on what, you know, your body is not responding to anymore. And so the reason for this is because our body is more quickly storing sugar as fat instead of processing it and burning it. And so, you know, there is a fix for this. Okay. There is absolutely a fix for this. And then third, we are declining in muscle mass much more quickly, starting even in our late 30s. And so when our muscle mass decreases, muscle is what gives our bodies increased metabolism. So when your muscle turns to fat, guess what? Your weight may be on the same on the scale for a little while, but your metabolism is going to start going down because muscle burns, every ounce of muscle is burning more fat than an ounce of fat on your body. So as your muscle starts converting to fat, you're not burning as much calories by eating the same food. So all of these things come to play. So it's very, very easy and very normal to gain fat, but also to gain bloating in midlife. And the same things are not going to work because by restricting yourself, you're putting yourself further into that hole of holding on to fat. Okay. So that's kind of what's going on there. And so really the way to combat this is, and this is what I see with midlife women. Number one is that midlife women are under eating, and this under eating is causing women to hold on to fat and to keep a very slow metabolism. And so because we have been taught, you know, many of us, almost all of us have been taught to restrict food in order to keep our weight down for our whole lives. That's kind of what we know. And guess what? It used to work. It used to work when we restrict, we could just lose weight. But now the thing is our bodies are not as efficient in digesting and absorbing nutrients. And our gut actually needs the right nutrients to burn fat and to detox our body. So like right now, if you're not eating enough, your liver doesn't have the right amount of nutrients to detox foods and to excrete it out of your body. And when you don't give your liver the right nutrients, then what happens is there's a lot of hormones, there's a lot of toxins, and there's a lot of food that just keeps circulating in your stomach area and making that inflammation even worse. But if you were to eat enough, instead of it being stored as fat, it would actually give your body the right nutrients to cleanse your body and to move it out. And the other thing that eating enough does is that it increases your metabolism so that you can burn more fat. And so the key thing here is that you have to eat the right kinds of food to increase your metabolism. It's not just eating more calories. It's so much more detailed than calories. And that's why calories in, calories out doesn't work anymore. It's actually the nutrition of your food and how much protein you're eating, the kinds of carbs you're eating, and watching your fat amounts. That's one area that I find that midlife women tend to eat more of, because a lot of healthy fats like nuts, for example, or oils, they are very calorically dense. And so by mistake, women could be eating that because they feel like it's healthy, but it's putting them over in terms of calories. Calories still matter, but the types of food you eat matter more. Right. So number one is to eat more of the foods that increase your metabolism, and you will burn fat. And this is the number one thing when I start teaching women to do this, especially in their breakfast. And we can talk in more detail about that, about what to include in breakfast. That they're like, that's the thing that jumpstarts their weight loss. And it's not about cutting it. It's not intermittent fasting. It's not eating less. In fact, a lot of times that makes women more stuck instead of actually getting that fat off because they haven't increased their metabolism.
Well, everything that you just said,
because I've heard mixed reviews about, you know, eating three meals a day or grazing throughout the day, that type of thing. What about frequency?
So frequency is important. And I mean, you're going to hear different things in different from different people. But here's the thing. I like to focus on what works and what's the most important thing that you should do. And the most important thing that you should do is you should just make sure that you're eating enough for your body. If it works for you to eat that in two meals, if it works for you to eat that throughout the day, like with five meals, three main meals and two snacks, that is, all of it is fine. All of it works. All of it works. The frequency doesn't matter as much as getting the right amount of food. But what I do recommend, so that you are keeping like a steady metabolism, and also it's important to have like a routine to eat what you need to eat. Otherwise, it's easy to skip. So it's a really great routine is to wake up, and within an hour after you wake up, or maybe it could be like an hour and a half, you have your breakfast, you have your starting meal. Then if you're hungry, which likely if you're eating metabolism boosting food, you really won't be hungry because they digest slowly. But if you need a mid-morning snack, you could have one. Then you have a lunch. An afternoon snack is a really good idea to have planned, because if you don't have it planned, you end up feeling hungry and grazing on unhealthy foods that are convenient, and then have a dinner. So really having a routine and a structure is a lifestyle way to lose weight that you really can't skip over, because if you kind of just leave it up to chance and are random about what you're eating, there's no way you can get in the amount of food that you need to increase your metabolism. So
yeah, that makes sense. It all makes sense. And actually, we were just talking yesterday about how all of our muscle tone has gone away. And so that makes complete sense. I think where I struggle is that during the day when I'm working, I don't have the flexibility. And maybe it's just my preparedness in advance to be able to have a regular diet throughout the day. Oftentimes, I find myself, if I don't make food before I log on or before I start working, and some days there's not enough time to eat altogether. You know, because I'm on calls and meetings and I'm talking and I'm trying to, you know, shove stuff in my face when I can. But I think that's where I struggle is. And like I said, I might be not prepared coming to it, not prepared. But other than that, I find it difficult for me to set the boundaries and, you know, the consistency for my meals.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is definitely something that so many women struggle with, is kind of knowing or understanding what to do, but then actually making it a part of your everyday life and putting yourself first. I mean, a lot of this comes to putting yourself first, which as women, you know, we are putting a lot of other people first, our families, our spouses, other loved ones for much of our life. And so it's really about saying, I need to eat the right food for my body. And this is a priority for me. And there's a few strategies, you know, that I love to share about this, because it doesn't have to be that you're every day scrambling to make fresh food. It could be that you're purchasing certain foods that are already prepared, like frozen chopped veggies, for example, or hard-boiled eggs, or
hummus. And I think it's good for me, but is that something you would recommend?
Hummus is an option. I would consider it a healthy carb because it has chickpeas in it, but it also has tahini sauce in it, which is higher fat. So it's just like acknowledging that that's in there. And okay, the main thing about hummus is that I recommend having 2 tablespoons and then being done with it, because if you eat more than that, you're really going high on your carbs and your fat.
Okay.
And that's not even a meal. You should be eating those in your meals as well.
Right.
So, and then the other thing is, like, if you're going to have hummus, have it with greens, like have it with cucumbers, celery, carrots. You don't have to have it with like pita chips or bread, because those are really raising your blood sugar. So a lot of it is just really knowing, you know, understanding what these qualities of food are. Mm-hmm. And then also when you have certain foods that are high fat, just understanding the amount that you should be eating. And that's going to cut so much of the stuff that's not working for you. And you're going to have room to add in that other food. But in terms of preparing, a really great strategy that I like to share and that I personally use is this technique called layering, where on Sunday or Monday, like the day that you have time to make food, you can make like one or two dishes. You can make like a protein, and then you could make a healthy carb. Like you could make sweet potato or lentils or beans or quinoa or something like that, because that takes a little longer. And then during the week, you can just add on, like you could quickly make vegetables, or you can make vegetables and a healthy carb. And then on Tuesday, you can make a protein like fish or chicken or beef, because sometimes that's quicker. And so every day you layer on, but you have some basics already made that are really going to round out what you're eating. And you have enough that will last you at least like 4 days, which it can last in the fridge if you store it in glass containers.
Right.
So kind of that really helps. And then eating similar foods for breakfast and lunch really helps. And then you can change up your dinner. But there's a lot of techniques that can make it really simple and straightforward. In fact, when I lost 40 pounds, I lost that first 40 pounds before I had that additional bloating while I was working a 60-hour work week, 3 nights and 3 days a week. And I had 2 small children.
Oh.
And I lost 40 pounds because it was all about just making it simple and easy and systematic. Now that I'm in midlife with teenagers, it's a lot. It's kind of like, it's so much easier, you know, but I have the same habits. So yes. So it can happen, but it's like just knowing that your goal and saying like, there has to be a way to reach my goal.
This episode of Let's Talk Midlife Crisis is brought to you by Meaningful Beauty. You know, we talk a lot about feeling confident in midlife, and skincare plays a big role in that. Meaningful Beauty makes it simple with science-backed formulas that actually work. And I have actually been using it myself for over 15 years and can't live without it. It's like a little boost of confidence in a bottle. Thanks to Meaningful Beauty for supporting conversations that empower women in midlife. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, you hear a lot about meal prep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're thinking meal prep, it's like, oh, I have to have my 3 meals a day for the entire week. And that's a lot of food to make and a lot of food to store. So I like your advice to kind of just do the basics for the week, and then you can do the add-ons. That seems a lot easier to me personally.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
So can we talk more about metabolism and like why does that slow down so much when we hit this point in our life? And what are the things that you would recommend adding to our diet to help that?
Yes. Any tips would be appreciated. Yes.
So one of the first things, so you know, and what happens is like when someone comes to work with us, we take a look at what they're eating right now. And like I said, one of the most common things we see is that most women are under eating, but there's also women that are overeating, but they're overeating on the wrong foods. And those are things that you could like easily guess, like a little too much sugar, a little too much unhealthy carbs. And so what we do is we just like bring that to the right place. We bring that to the right place. And when you start adding the foods I'll share with you right now, you will find that you're not hungry and you don't even have cravings for unhealthier foods. Like you don't really want sugar as much. You can choose it, but you're not thinking about it. And that's a big struggle that a lot of women have, is that they feel like they're either continuously hungry, they can't quench, like they can't stop their hunger, or they're so strong, no matter what, they keep coming back. And so the reason for this is because sugar is a language of what it's telling your body is that I need quick energy. I need something now. And what that means is that you didn't give your body the energy in the right way ahead of time. And so your body needs something now. But another way that you could do it is that if you eat enough protein, which is a key food for midlife women, if you eat healthy carbs and veggies as part of every meal, and I'll share my fat burning food framework as well, which is what you eat, the types of food you eat during every meal, that it's very straightforward. Your body will have what it needs, and it won't be craving sugar as long as you eat enough. Because when your body is craving sugar, the thing is, it seems like sugar, but it is actually craving protein. That's what your body wants, because you just didn't give it to it fast enough. And so it needs something that can break down much more quickly. So that's a sign that you're under eating and that you're not eating enough protein if you have uncontrollable sugar cravings. And I'm saying this from somebody, I personally was that person. I had all these stories that I realized later on were stories, but I thought that I was born with uncontrollable sugar cravings. I thought that I, no matter what I did, I would never be able to get rid of it, and that it was easier for everybody else. It was just hard for me. And I really believe these things because I tried everything, but that's because I was trying diets like Weight Watchers, which were telling me to eat smaller portions of processed foods. And I was still hungry because I wasn't eating larger portions of real food that would have kept me full and kept me completely satiated. So one of the key things to do to really overcome these cravings and to really start jump-starting your metabolism is to start by adding 30 grams of protein to your breakfast. And I'm telling you, most women are not doing this because even though you feel like you might have enough protein, you need a little more, most likely.
Seems like, yeah, that seems like a high number.
Yeah.
30 grams?
Yeah. Just for breakfast.
Yeah. Well, it could seem like it. And once you start doing it, anything less is going to, you're going to realize that you start to feel hungry. So like any day that I'm not able to have 30 grams of protein, I start to feel the sugar cravings come back immediately. And so it's really a function of what you're giving your body. And it's not just like your genes or who you are, or how you were born with, what you were born with. So 30 grams is really easy to get though. It's really easy. And it's just kind of switching the formula of what you may be eating or just actually eating breakfast, because a lot of women are skipping breakfast with the reasoning.
See that.
With the reasoning that you have, that eating less is going to help you lose weight. And it's easy to skip breakfast. And also sometimes it's easier not to think about breakfast because.
Well, and I personally don't have an appetite in the morning. The thought of eating is not appealing to me.
Yes. I was going to say
could also be the coffee.
So. No, absolutely. If you're having coffee without anything to eat, the coffee is helping to keep you full. And but what you're doing is that you're spiking your cortisol, our stress hormone, which didn't make a difference before, but it does make a difference in midlife where you have this cortisol, you're increasing your stress hormone, and then your body's like, it's retracting and you're not hungry because it's just like, it's trying to respond to this increased stress. Like stress can make you not hungry. But the thing also is because you haven't been eating, your metabolism is slower. And once you start eating, you actually start to get hungry. So it's like you have to actually start taking the actions of feeding your body. And then believe me, seeing the result of losing weight, it's like magical. And it's very, very surprising because we almost can't believe by eating more, we're going to lose weight. But at midlife, I'm telling you, it changes. Everything changes. And if you're not eating enough, you'll just be staying at the same weight. So if you are somebody that is staying at the same weight and you're trying to eat less, well, you actually have to learn the new strategies of midlife women, and it's to eat the right foods more. So that if you start to do a 30 gram protein breakfast, you're going to see your metabolism is going to get activated. And so some examples of how to get that in the morning is to have, so first of all, one egg is only 6 grams of protein. Okay. So for people that are having 2 eggs, which is a very normal breakfast, that's only 12 grams of protein. And if you're feeling hungry shortly after, or if you are feeling cravings, it's because you don't have the right amount of protein. And if you're still not hungry, it's just because you haven't given your metabolism still slow. So it's not asking for more. But likely, if you're only having 10 to 12 grams of protein, you're going to start feeling cravings for sugar or for carbs a little bit after that. And so the way to get that extra amount of protein in is, first of all, if you're making yourself eggs, you could just add in 1/2 to 1 cup of egg whites with your eggs. And it's just a scramble that's big. And you can add any veggies in there. On the side, it's really good to have 1/2 cup at least to 1 cup of berries, because berries give you more fiber. They also have this compound called polyphenols, which help with anti-bloating. And it's very, very helpful. And so this is a natural way that you can have a really, really fat burning breakfast that's also helping you de-bloat. And if you want, you can also sprinkle cinnamon over those berries, because cinnamon helps bring your blood sugar down and helps you prevent any fat storage that's happening from any sugar increases that could happen from the berries. So it's like a scramble, but it's just a high protein scramble.
Okay.
And then another thing you could do if you feel like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of eggs, is that you could do 2 eggs and you could do Greek yogurt. And so Greek yogurt, there's so many Greek yogurts out there that are 20 grams of protein now, or even 25 grams of protein. So if you go over 30, it's actually better. So don't worry if you're going over 30. So 1 Greek yogurt, 2 eggs, you can make those hard-boiled eggs that you purchase if you want something quick and easy and it's already peeled. So you just grab it and go, and then have those berries on the side, or have a small apple or 1/2 pear or something like that, because that's going to keep your sugar intake at the right amount. But you're going to have fiber. So you're getting a mix of protein, you're getting a mix of fiber, and you also have healthy fats from those eggs. And all of those things are keeping you satiated and full, so you're not going to feel cravings. And then likely the next time you're hungry is going to be at lunch. And so this adding this amount of protein in the morning, it is going to activate your metabolism. And I'm telling you, your body needs these amino acids to start maintaining and even rebuilding your muscle mass that's decreasing. I have so many women that are not even working out yet, because a lot of times when you want to lose weight, you might not have energy to work out. So just simply by adding protein, their muscle mass is increasing and their body fat is decreasing. And so this is actual science. It completely works. And you're also feeding your body what it needs. Like sometimes when you start eating like this, it feels like you're giving your body a hug, because instead of depriving and restricting yourself, you're giving to your body. You're taking care of yourself, and you can feel that there's something right about it when you're eating these foods. So those are some examples. Another thing that you could do in the morning is you could have a protein smoothie.
I was going to ask about that. I'm the smoothie girl. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Oh, that's so good. Yes. Well, one of the favorite smoothies that my clients love is to have you have either water or non-dairy milk, like almond milk. If you're having oat milk, I recommend just having half a cup, like 4 ounces, and then having the rest be water, because there is high sugar and high carbs in oat milk. And that's something that we all need to look into, because we keep hearing about these things, but it's not necessarily helping us with weight loss. But if you have 4 ounces or half a cup, that's going to be okay. And then, or you could have a full cup of almond milk, a full cup of water, and then you add in strawberries, like a cup of strawberries, which are going to be really great for those polyphenols as well as the fiber. If you can add a cup of spinach, that's going to give you so many antioxidants, and it's going to give you a full serving of veggies, which is amazing. And you cannot taste it with the other things I'll tell you about. Then you add a scoop of protein powder, which is excellent to have one scoop of protein powder a day. And that's going to be like 25 to 30 grams of protein in that. And if you don't have protein powder or don't want to use protein powder, you can use Greek yogurt as a replacement.
Okay.
And then add in what I call my secret ingredient, which is flax seeds. So add in 2 tablespoons of flax seeds, because that really increases your fiber. Fiber keeps you full, but fiber is so important for midlife women, because we're pushing food out of our gut and we're helping to expel those things that I was telling you about. Fiber is also one of the key aspects to longevity. And so if fiber and having a high fiber diet is one of the very important things that will help a woman in midlife have like the best body ever, because you're just pushing food out. And so using that flax seed, if you want, you can use chia seed instead. Chia seed, just a little higher in carbs, that's all. Carbs are not bad, but we just don't want to increase your blood sugar too much. That's the only reason I'm mentioning that. And then you blend that all together. And if you want, you can add in 3 to 6 sprigs of mint. Like you can muddle it and add it in. And mint is a natural herb that helps you decrease overeating and helps you decrease sugar cravings. So wow. I call this my strawberry mint morning metabolism boosting smoothie. And it is delicious. And you'll start to crave this. And that's going to quickly give you 30 grams of protein. All you do is just add everything in, drink it, and you're done. Yeah. So see, it is very easy. There's a lot of ways, but it's just kind of thinking differently versus thinking about, you know, some of the more common breakfast foods, like maybe a half a bagel or like toast with butter or like just a piece of fruit. Instead of thinking about it like that, thinking of it like, let me add my protein in the morning, get my metabolism going. And it's better to eat breakfast than to skip breakfast, and kind of changing your mindset around what our body actually needs, because we need to feel nourished and we need to take care of our bodies in midlife versus restricting. It just no longer works. And I know I tried it before I found all these things. I know so many women we've tried to restrict, and when it stops working, it's just about finding the right thing for you at this time of life.
Now, how can our listeners reach out to you to get more information?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm so excited because I'm actually having a live 5-day workshop, which is called Midlife Belly Relief, a 5-day bloat busting workshop. And at this workshop, I'm going to be live every day and it's free. I'm going to be sharing information and transformation on what to add to your breakfast, how to have your lunches, how to have your dinners, how the mindsets that are really game changing. And what we're going to do is you're going to release inflammation and reclaim your waistline during this time. And so it starts on September 29th, and you can grab your spot by going to masalabody.com/debloat. And I know we'll put that link probably in the show notes.
We'll put
notes,
it, right? all everything in our show notes. Yes.
Oh, perfect. So that will be great. You can sign up for that, and I'll see you every day live. And there's also going to be replays if you can't make it live, but it is more than you will find in a lot of paid programs, all the things that I'm going to teach. And then I also would love to share my sweet spice cheat sheet, where I share the spice that is in your kitchen cabinet that helps to lower blood sugar and curb sugar cravings. And in this cheat sheet, I include 3 health benefits of using this spice, 5 ways to use it in your day, mostly that are no cook. And then I also share my simple fat burning fire tea recipe that fires away belly fat. And you can grab that sweet spice cheat sheet for free at masalabody.com/sweet-spice-pds. And we'll also drop that below. So those are 2 ways that you can keep in touch with me right when you sign up for either of those. Also, you'll also, you know, be on my newsletter list. So I'll send you recipes, strategies, what's working right now for midlife women. And you'll really get the science about what to do as a next step.
I love
it. Wow, thank you.
I love it. Thank you so much for being on our show today. It's been a great pleasure. And the fact that it's free is just super exciting. And I know that a lot of our listeners will benefit from what you're offering.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Thank you. It was so great to be here with you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. We hope you got some laughs, a little inspiration, and maybe a few new ideas.
If you loved today's episode, hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. And hey, share the love. Send this episode to a friend who could use a good laugh and some midlife wisdom.
Connect with us on social media at Let's Talk Midlife Crisis and let us know what's on your mind. We love hearing from you.